Why did he allow himself to undergo such torture, misery, and death? In a word, sin. Not his, ours. Jesus himself was without sin. He was perfect, spotless, sinless. But we are not. Every one of us is a sinner. Each one of us has ignored the commandments of our Creator, rejected his authority over us, disobeyed his law, and failed to live up to his holy standards. Sin has a hefty price tag, death. The death of our bodies, but more importantly, the death of our spirits. We were given immortal souls, designed to live forever. We were meant to experience a deep and meaningful relationship with the one who created us. But nothing sinful or imperfect can ever enter the presence of God. So when we choose sin rather than God, we are choosing eternal separation from him. Being sorry isn't enough to fix that. In his infinite mercy, our Creator made a way for us to be reconciled to him. God sent his only Son, Jesus, to die in our place, to take the punishment for us, to pay the penalty for our sin. Why would Jesus do such a thing? Love. Love for you, love for me, love for the whole human race. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. The crucifixion was no surprise to Jesus. He knew it was coming all along. From the beginning, he understood what he would suffer. Yet he deliberately chose the path that would lead to the cross. He willingly laid down his life to save us. The blood of Jesus was shed for us. That day on the cross, he paid the ultimate price in order to reconcile God and man, to make peace between the two. What appeared to be a tragedy born of hate was in fact love's greatest triumph. And the crucifixion was not the end of the story. Death had no legal claim on Jesus. He had done nothing to deserve to die. So death could not keep him in the grave. On the morning of the third day, he rose again in power and glory, and now he lives forevermore. Because Jesus lives, so can we. Because of the suffering that Jesus endured, because of his death on the cross, because of his resurrection, the power of sin has been broken. Death has been conquered. We have forgiveness, redemption, the hope of heaven, the gift of eternal life. The riches of God's grace lavished on us. How can we ever thank him enough? Reflect. When was the last time you thanked God, truly, earnestly, sincerely thanked him for the forgiveness that cost Jesus his life? Pray, Lord Jesus, once again, I confess that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I know it.